As we are out planting and spraying, you are likely noticing patches of perennial weeds, such as bindweed and Canadian thistle. I know I have been, as I've been out and about. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomy Specialist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace Counties. I deliver research-based information to you for you to apply on your farm. Being perennial weeds, bindweed and Canadian thistle are notoriously hard to kill and even harder to control when they're drought and heat stressed. If you apply a herbicide like glyphosate, 2,4-D, or Tordon right now, we'll likely burn them back but probably not completely kill them. That's because right now they're using their carbohydrate reserves that have been stored in the roots to grow that new leaf and stem material. Because of that, the assimilates and the carbohydrates and the sugars are moving out of the roots into that new growth. If you apply a herbicide at this point, it's not moving down into the roots, but really targeting that new growth that's showing up. Specifically, if you're going after bindweed, applications of 2,4-D ester and glyphosate products are really the most effective when they're applied in the spring to vigorously growing bindweed in mid to full bloom. And if you've also been noticing, the bindweed is starting to bloom. However, if you're planning to use Tordon or dicamba, their most effective applications will be when they're applied in the fall. Also remember that most herbicide treatments are really the least effective when they're applied in midsummer or once those bindweed plants are really stressed. So if you go after these plants or these weeds in the spring, be sure to do another herbicide application in the fall. To do so, be sure to mark your patches on those challenging weeds right now. Drop a GPS pin on your field map or draw yourself a little diagram to remember where to come back to spot spray in the fall. In the fall, the reason we're talking about that is the plant is really beefing up its stores for the winter. Those carbohydrates and assimilates are moving back from those leaves and stems, moving back into the roots. As this is happening, the herbicides will be carried along and moved throughout the root systems of these perennial weeds. In addition, a light frost really triggers these plants to prepare for winter and store carbohydrates and sugars. So a great time to apply the glyphosate, 2,4-D, or Tordon is right after a light frost. And if you're going after Canadian thistle, and the active ingredient clopyrrolid, which is in Stinger, is a really good choice. For these weeds, it is important to also think about some cultural practices, such as narrow row spacing or competitive crops to help control these perennials. Controlling these types of weeds are not a sprint, but is really a marathon. So let's recap. Controlling perennial weeds like Canadian thistle and bindweed are most effectively done in the spring when they're vigorously growing or in the fall right after a light frost. Herbicide options can include glyphosate, 2,4-D ester, dicamba, Tordon, and clopyrrolid, depending on which weed species you're targeting. The K-State Herbicide Guide contains a section on controlling these weeds and gives specific herbicide recommendations for these different species. We have copies of these K-State Herbicide Guides at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, and Sharon Springs, and on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You should also be able to find this online. However, right now the K-State online systems are all down, so you're probably not going to be able to track it down there, but we do have those paper copies in the Extension offices. If you have any questions, please get a hold of me and we'll try to get them answered for you and get you back going.